Wausau East is in their road black sweaters, trimmed in white and red. Lumberjacks come in 4-3-1 on the season. D.C. Everest in the home white sweaters with the black breezers, trimmed in D.C. Everest green and yellow. Goalies will be the X factor tonight. I happen to think that Wausau East goalie Ian Corbett is their best player. The one time that I've seen this Everest team was their 1-1 tie against Spash, and that tie is probably their best game of the season. And Ian Corbett, their goalie, almost willed that game into a deadlock. Spash had all of the scoring opportunities late in that game, and Corbett denied them repeatedly, including helping his team kill off a power play in the overtime period. Evergreen's last out, 5-1 winners over Tri-County. Michael Moe was untested but was solid in that game. He only had to make 11 saves and gave up just one goal. Meeting at center ice to drop the puck, Dan Longchet will take the draw. Chris Babiars for the Evergreens. Puck drops, and we're underway from the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Our linesman falls down right as the play begins. Evergreens control, and Brady Burrell sends it into the corner. Puck's now behind the Wausau East net. Into the corner there as the Evergreens try and control the zone. Chris Babiars sent it towards the goal, but it's wide of the near post. And now Wausau East tries to clear out. They can't. One of the defenders unable to locate the puck. Nick DeVorney's got it. DeVorney sends it cross ice. Now off the boards back out to center ice and all the way down. It's going to be retrieved by one of the Evergreens defenders. Avery Allard is there. And the Evergreens try to push forward. Pass a little long for Austin Shiro. Shiro's got it onside. Holds the zone. And now goes back out across the blue line. The Evergreens send it right back in. Partial change here for D.C. Everest. Wausau East has the puck taken away. Shot on goal goes high over the crossbar. Set on net by Tyler Kohler. Whistled it off the mark and then into the netting out of play, so we'll have a faceoff coming. And it will come to goalie Ian Corbett's left. Just underway, 16:02 to play first period. No score, Evergreens and Wausau East. D.C. Everest controls the draw. Goes back to Mike Tomchek. Tomchek sends it behind the net to Chris Sackman. And Evergreen's playing without Michael Plaza, running a fever earlier today. They think he's got the flu. Shot on goal from out near the blue line. Save covered up there by Corbett. Was put on net by Babiars out near the blue line. Not a particularly strong shot, but the East goalie covers up. Faceoff now comes to his right as the Evergreens have had much of the action here and there in. Going to get a change on the draw here. Cody Krasowski is going to take the draw for the Lumberjacks. Wausau East loses that draw. Chris Babiars fights for it in the corner. East defender trying to get it out of there. Andy Cravens fights for it for East. Evergreen still hold the zone. And still loose in the corner. Got a takedown there. We'll play on. Both of these teams look a little disorganized. Now the puck goes out to center ice. Slides all the way down. Michael Moe will stay in net. And we'll send it around the boards for one of his defenders. Take away for Wausau East. An opportunity there, but unable to be controlled by Ben Feck. And that's really a one and done. Didn't even get a shot off. Both teams take advantage of a change as the puck slides behind the Wausau East net with 15 minutes to play in this opening period. Still no score between the Evergreens and Wausau East. BC Everest looking to retrieve this puck at center ice. They can't. Briefly loose. Both teams seem to be struggling a little bit with the big sheet of ice here. Got to do a lot of skating. And for Wausau East with a short bench, the big ice at Green Heck is really a disadvantage for them. You want to be deep and you want to have a lot of good, strong skaters. Those are areas where Wausau East, at least so far, has not been strong, but neither team's been able to mount a sustained attack so far. Back in their own end, Wausau East tries to pass forward to center ice. Checked off the puck there. Big hit supplied by Sam Romanski. Romanski forced one of the Evergreens players off the puck, and it goes behind the D.C. Everest net. Evergreens are there as Wausau East gets a partial change. Trying to go forward is Avery Allard. Allard was checked off the puck along these near boards. Sent back in the other way. Chris Sackman retrieves. Evergreens will try and rush the length of the ice. Evergreens, looks like both of these teams really are in slow motion right now. It's not a particularly good start for either. Evergreens control with Avery Allard. Allard goes forward. Would have been a two-on-two opportunity. The Evergreens pass went a little long and goes into the corner. Brady Burrell fights for it behind the net. Into the corner it goes where Chris Babiars will try to fish it out. Telled in there. Babiars trying to chase it down in the corner. There's a Wausau East defender there. Wausau East still looking for their first shot on goal, and the Evergreens only one better here in the early going. Nate Bruns had it go off his stick. Wausau East going to get a change here, and the Evergreens are going to try and rush the length. Pass ahead for Seth Jaglinski. A little long for Jaglinski. Jaglinski spent a lot of time with the JV earlier, up with the varsity today. Wausau East coming back onside. 3-on-2, shots put on net, and a save from Michael Moe. Cody Krasowski put that on, but again, didn't get a lot on that shot. Let it fly from the blue line. Now this goes up into the bench area. We'll have a stoppage with 13:02 to play first period. Evergreens and East Hockey brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Well, your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. First time we'll have a face-off in the East in the Everest zone, and it's going to come to Michael Moe's left. And one of the Evergreens players is called off. So it's Austin Shiro who's going to take this face-off. Shiro wins the draw, goes into the corner, Avery Allard. Allard's behind the net. Max Piscula tried to contest, and the Evergreens are able to send the puck out to center ice. Chris Babiarz tried to send that on net, and it was intercepted by one of the East defenders. Jack Knuckles able to disrupt that into the corner where the Evergreens will have to fight for it. Austin Shiro is there, along with Seth Jaglinski. Evergreens try and center. A lot of traffic in front. Almost fanned out of there, and the Evergreens hold the zone. Comes out to Tyler Kohler. Kohler was skating in, lost control of the puck. Evergreens can't locate it. It's out at center ice. East almost had an opportunity there. Instead sent back in. That's a slow dribbler that's on net. Off the stick of Avery Allard. And sticked aside there by Ian Corbett. Neither of these goalies have really been tested so far in the early going. Kind of a lethargic start for both teams. Skating onside is Ben Feck. Feck lost control of the puck. Goes behind the Everest net. Evergreens try and come out. Can't clear the zone. Now sweeping it across towards the near boards. Goes on to the stick of Chris Sackman. Sackman up forward to Alex Denger. Denger passes over, taken away. Here comes a scoring opportunity, and just wide opportunity there for Nick DeVorney, and a stick save from Michael Moe. That was the best scoring chance on an Evergreens takeaway, and that one's put on net from DeVorney again at the blue line, went wide of the far post. So Wausau East puts two on net, nothing to show for it. Still scoreless with 11 and a half minutes to play first period. Back at center ice, DC Everest pushes forward. Avery Allard sends it to the corner. Yeah, the Evergreens were caught napping. It was a takeaway off a bad pass that led to both of those scoring opportunities. And D.C. Everest is lucky to still be at 0-0 here. Both teams get some fresh skaters out there, and Derek Tomchik fights for it in the corner. Tomchik checked off the puck. Wausau East would have a 3-on-2. Nope, pass is too long. D.C. Everest retreats and gets it. Nate Bruns. Bruns goes cross ice, and the Evergreens preparing for a rush as we go under 11 minutes to play in the first period. Bruns has it on his stick, starts to skate forward. Bruns moves forward to the red line, now onside. Get three, four guys in. Bruns tried to do it himself, was checked off the puck. Briefly loose in front, only East defenders there. And East sends the puck forward. The Evergreens, a one-and-done opportunity. Didn't get anything on net. Puck comes free at center ice, now to the near board. Seth Jaglinski checked off the puck there at the blue line. Looked like it was high. Play on, no call. And puck goes into the corner on the East end. Goalie Michael Moe comes out. Centering pass went off the stick of Austin Cummings. Empty trip there, and D.C. Everest breaks the zone. Long pass ahead to Brady Burrell. Burrell had it go off his stick. Slides down to the ice. Evergreens get a change here as we'll go under 10 minutes to play in a scoreless first period. Wausau East now with their chance. Coming up the ice along the near boards. Jack Knuckles. Knuckles checked off the puck there. Out to center ice where D.C. Everest is waiting. Cross ice pass for Austin Shiro. Shiro checked up high. Again, a no call. Shiro looked like he got it high in the chest on a cross check, and we play on. Happened right in front of the referee. 9:30 to play. Still scoreless. And again, the pace of play looks kind of slow. Both of these teams, you'd see it for Wausau East. First time that they've seen live ice in 2.5 weeks. Maybe it takes them a little while to get their sea legs. Now from the blue line, a dribbler put on net by Chris Sackman, and it is sticked away by goalie Ian Corbett into his own corner. But both of these teams just look like slow movers right now. Out from the red line, East comes and has taken off the stick of Ben Feck from behind. Pretty good defensive move there from Seth Jaglinski, who's seen a lot of ice time. They'll cross ice. It's behind the Everest net, and Avery Allard, defenseman's waiting for it. Tries to break the zone. Big hit along the near boards. Austin Cummings applying the pressure, and Wausau East controls back their own blue line. See if Ben Feck can start something. There's a high check again. A little bit more physical over the last couple of minutes. And again, we play on. We've seen nothing but five-on-five hockey. Takedown as Wausau East was coming into the zone. We play on through that as well as Ben Feck was unseated. Evergreen's had a two-on-two opportunity. Nope, poked away. And still at center ice. Evergreen's coming in onside here. Here comes Chris Babiarz. Babiarz put a body on him, and he couldn't control it. Sam Romanski got Babiarz off the puck, come down to center ice, coming the other way, shot on goal, save from Michael Moe, briefly loose in front, comes back out, another shot with traffic in front and a save, still loose in front, and the Evergreens defenders get out of there. Well, that's the second good scoring opportunity for Wausau East. They've had the better of the scoring opportunities, and you would think that Everest is the better of the two teams. It has not played out that way here in the early going. When these teams met earlier in the season, the Evergreens were 6-1 winners in Marathon Cup play. Teams look dead even, maybe a slight advantage to the Lumberjacks so far tonight. 7.5 minutes to play. Comes loose in front of the Everest, and fanning on it was Nate Bruns. Bruns puts another one on goal, save. Right into the pads of Ian Corbett, and Corbett decides to cover up. May have been the Evergreens' best scoring opportunity that we've seen from them in the last 4 or 5 minutes of play. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Face-off comes to Corbett's right, sent into the corner. There's no one home there except for one of the East defenders. Evergreens take it right back just outside the zone. Austin Shiro sends to the corner. Nobody there. Again, on this big ice, when the teams are slow movers, you just see a lot of loose pucks that it looks like players are just methodically getting towards. The pace of play seems to be much, much slower than what we saw when the Evergreens played at that tournament in Antigo. Wausau East comes out to center ice, lost it there, right in the center circle, goes back to Nate Bruns of the Evergreens. Bruns tries to go forward to Austin Shiro. Evergreens will get a change as the puck goes into the corner, and we go under 7 minutes to play in what's been a nothing but five-on-five scoreless first period. And puck now hops up over the near plexiglass. We've got a stoppage with 6:52 to play. Evergreens East Hockey is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest sports. Blast off the stick of one of the Everest players, so a faceoff will come in the Everest zone to goalie Michael Moe's right. High off the boards behind the glass, but the Evergreens are there on defense to control. Trying to break the zone is Bryce Dively. See if Dively and some of these new faces on this secondary line can get things going. East coming back the other way. That's deflected. Shot on goal off one of the Everest defenders. Sam Romanski's shot goes behind the net. East has outshot D.C. Everest here in this first period. A little more than halfway through, and we're still scoreless. Get the feeling that the Everest bench is a little frustrated with what they've seen so far. Wausau East comes back the other way. Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb's at center ice, sends it into the corner, and see if Wausau East is going to get a change here. Partial change. Waiting for it is D.C. Everest, Avery Allard. Allard goes forward to Chris Sackman. Cross ice pass taken away, scoring opportunity on the backhand and a save. Landon Dannell had a good opportunity, and down low was Michael Moe to deny it. Well, that's 2-3 good scoring opportunities that have come on turnovers and takeaways. There's a long pass caught in the skates on what would have been a breakaway for Grant Dennis. Dennis couldn't locate the puck, and it was in his skates. If it was on his stick, he would have had a breakaway opportunity coming down the other end. Opportunity lost for D.C. Everest. Wausau East tries to keep it in their own zone. Nope, hops over the stick of one of their defenders and comes out to center ice. Lumberjacks will have to get reorganized. Landon Dennell has it, goes all the way back, and now Austin Cummings in the corner. Evergreens look to take it away, send it behind the East net. Waiting for it in the corner is Gabe McGinty. McGinty goes back the other way to Jack Knuckles. Trying to check him off the puck. Evergreens hold it in. Now it's loose along the near board. See if the Evergreens can get to that loose puck. Alex Denger is there as we go under the five-minute mark. Now to Babiarz. Looking for a centering pass. Coming out is Corbett for a save. That puck was free, and Brady Burrell was there on the doorstep. Corbett dove forward and denied Burrell a chance to get a stick on it. We'll have a stoppage here. Just under the five-minute mark. Evergreen's East Hockey scoreless first period, sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for all your hunting needs at wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs during Baseman's fall blowout sale. Puck drops and comes out to center ice off the faceoff where the Evergreens look to control. Tyler Kohler. Kohler out to the red line. And Matthew Yonke. Yonke was a goal scorer in the game last week. One of the five goals that the Evergreens scored in their win over Tri-County. Puck's loose along the near boards. Comes into the east zone, but an Everest defender, Tomczyk, is there for it. Tomczyk leaves it for one of his teammates. Evergreens trying to win more of these loose puck battles. High check along the near boards, and again we play on. Evergreens have a one-on-one opportunity. Skating in is Tyler Kohler. Good defense. Holt checked away from Kohler by Nick Piskula. Piskula denied a scoring opportunity there. Walsall East tries the counterattack. Nope, they'll send it into the corner and get a partial change. And we'll have an icing call here and a stoppage with 4:03 to play, first period. No score, D.C. Everest, Walsall East. Both teams, at least to me, up high in the green heck crow's nest, look like they're in slow motion so far. Everest East Hockey brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. So come in the east end, Michael Moe has to defend it to his left. Puck drops and comes to the corner. Evergreens control the draw. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk looks to go forward, passes a little too long. Frustration setting in for Grant Dennis. Dennis knew that he was going to have numbers and would have had a scoring opportunity. Couldn't catch up with that pass. And we'll come back the other end for a faceoff. Evergreens have won two of their last four. Despite this sluggish start here, we'll chat with Coach Dan Van Slyke during our first intermission here at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. And if you're running a little late, shot in front and fanning on the opportunity was Ben Feck. Lumberjacks again with opportunities, unable to convert. If you're coming out late, join us. Got lots of room for you in what looks like it's going to be a pretty even hockey game tonight. Evergreens win, go back to 500. Walsall East looking for their fifth win of the season and their first in Valley Conference play. Evergreens hold the zone, looking to center from the corner with Tomczyk. No one's there. And we come back out to the red line. Partial change for D.C. Everest as Walsall East has the puck, looks to go forward, intercepted at center ice by Tomczyk. Tomczyk is waiting for Babiarz to get onside. Sent on net, Babiarz tried the rebound, just went wide. Goes into the corner for Brady Burrell. Burrell tries to hold the zone and poked ahead. Back into the corner where it is loose briefly and now on the stick of one of the East defenders. Under 3 minutes to play, first period. Still looking to break the seal on this one, tied 0-0. Avery Allard for the Evergreens is at center ice. Allard sends it into the corner, goes all the way around the net. East is going to concede the puck here to the Evergreens. Seth Jaglinski. Jaglinski had the puck go out beyond the blue line. The zone is not held. Sent back in by Avery Allard. Evergreens are missing Michael Plaza. Game time scratch with a fever. Plaza had a hat trick with these Evergreens last played in that 5-1 victory over Tri-County. Pucks out at the red line. Sent back in. A Walsall East defender is waiting. Here's a long cross-ice pass onside. Skating in is McGinty. Nope, offside. It's got a whistle and a stoppage with 2:11 to play. Come back to the other end for a faceoff. D.C. Everest, Walsall East Hockey is sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glen Ray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. Tomorrow on Fox Sports, how about a high school basketball triple header? We'll start at 5:45, D.C. Everest girls against Merrill. Then we'll have the boys versus Merrill starting at 8 o'clock. Then Walsall East basketball on tape delay. A nightcap shot in front, loose. We've got a whistle. That's a quick whistle on a cover-up. The goalie, Corbett, did not control that puck, and we've got a whistle and a stoppage. Are we going to have a penalty here? Yes, we are. Referee going over to the box, and we'll see what's going to happen here. D.C. Everest is going to go on the power play. They're going to get Nick Piskula. Piskula called for a hook on that loose puck. Evergreens get their first power play opportunity. Coming out from the blue line, shot from Avery Allard, goes just wide. Fighting for it in the corner now is Alex Denger. Under 2 minutes to play in the period, and the penalty time and the time left in the period are just about even. So this period is going to end with both teams coming back to even strength if the Evergreens don't score. 5-on-4 power play opportunity. Pushing forward is Alex Danger. Danger sends it into the corner. Waiting for it there is Brady Burrell. Burrell is looking to center. Instead, Wausau East sends it out of the zone. Comes out to the center line where the Evergreens will have to reorganize and skating in onsides. Here's Matthew Yonke. Yonke's shot goes wide, goes to the corner. Alex Danger tries to hold the zone, can't hold it. Wausau East has a one-on-one the other way, short-handed, skating on goal, backhand save, loose in front of the follow-up, goes wide, and goes into the netting. Almost a short-handed goal. Two good opportunities for Wausau East there. As the Evergreens power play looks disorganized and looks lethargic again. And the faceoff will come just outside the blue line with 1:06 to play in the period. Evergreen still on the man advantage, and from the way it's played out, you couldn't even tell it so far at this point. And Wausau East has gotten their scoring opportunities off Everest mistakes, off takeaways. Evergreen skate onside, sending it into the corner is Nate Bruns. Evergreen's fight for it. Nope, wraps all the way around the boards and comes out of the zone. 45 seconds left. This power play has not looked good at all. Bruns will retrieve it behind his own net. They'll have to run the length of the ice. Ahead to Chris Sackman. Sackman's passes in the skates of one of the East defenders, waiting for Sackman to put it into the zone, and he does. Evergreens will put three, all four men in. Just a half minute to play in the period. Holding it at the blue line is Bruns. Bruns on his backhand side sends it on goal. Didn't get through. One of the East defenders blocks it, sends it all the way down the ice. 15 seconds left in the power play, 15 seconds left in the period. Michael Moe comes out. Shots for this power play were 2-2. Puck is taken away at center ice. Set back in. Only 5 seconds left, and that's where the period is going to come to an end. Not sure what to say about this first period, although it looks like we have seen two struggling hockey teams. Evergreen's power play produced only two scoring chances, and neither of them were particularly promising. And then on a takeaway during that power play, Wausau East was able to put one good shot on net and for a moment had Michael Moe out of position for what was a loose puck rebound that sailed wide and high over the crossbar. So at the end of the first period, it's DC Everest 0, Wausau East 0. During our first intermission, a conversation with DC Everest head hockey coach Dan Van Slyke. That comes up in 3 minutes. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.